Kumba Iron Ore released its full-year results today, reporting a marginal dip in headline earnings per share, driven by a 1% fall in revenue and a 4% decline in total sales. The company has, however, declared a final dividend of R15.73, bringing the total payout to R30.24, and that representing a 100% payout ratio on headline earnings. The company's CEO, Themba Mkhwanazi, joins us on the line now to unpack the detail behind those numbers. Thanks so much, Themba, for your time this evening. So we've heard today that BHP doesn't have the capacity to raise shipments into the iron ore market as Vale faces outages following that fatal mining disaster in Brazil last month. How much can you really leverage off the supply concerns and higher prices that are currently at play?
So our focus is very much around quality and the demand for the higher quality products. So it's not so much necessarily of chasing volume, but more around the fact that clearly lump premia and also Fe premias have gone up steadily. And we would obviously be taking those opportunities that the market presents.
Yeah, you may not be chasing volumes, but it is a decline on that front that contributed to you reporting a lower, full year headline earnings for 2018, and that as a result of derailments and a closure of an iron ore export line as well. So infrastructural problems that aren't necessarily in your control right now, Themba.
Yeah, look, I mean, the decline is quite marginal. I mean, if you consider the fact that we were probably down 1.6 million tons sales, the index price was 5% below the comparative period, but our EBIT still came in at 5% above. It's quite a sterling set of results. On the logistics front, we're very encouraged by the work that we are doing with the Transnet. And I think to prove testament to that was the bridge incident that we had in late November, early December, which came back online 2 days before. And again, it's testament to the collaboration, the relationship that we have, and the performance that we've seen improving in the fourth quarter of the year, and that continues to improve into the new year.
So you're seeing the engagements with Transnet then actually translate into increased efficiencies and achieving maximum rail capacity?
Yeah, look, I mean, we still have to do more work, but the signs are very encouraging. We have opportunities because it's very much around how do we ensure system stability, and then how do we also look at how do we unleash, you know, more capacity through productivity improvements. Mm-hmm. And again, that work is going very well, and we are seeing some positive signs.
Having said all of that, Themba, you've got to be pretty unnerved by what's happening at our state-owned entities. Yes, you've felt the burn with Transnet, but Eskom erecting quite a few hurdles as well, where a lot of the problems we are seeing actually emanate from allegations of these companies being linked to state corruption, to mismanagement as well. Just generally speaking, where are your confidence levels sitting right now?
Look, we work with our utility providers, whether it's Eskom or Transnet. Yes, there have been challenges. Certainly, from an Eskom perspective, the impact is not as large as it would be, say, an energy-intensive user. We are quite small in that sense. Our nominated demand is about 60 megawatts, so it's about a tenth. So the impacts are not felt as great as we would. And again, I mean, Alicia, for us, it's really about how do we collaborate? How do we work? Because they clearly have a role of being enablers, in how we become competitive.
Yeah.
And how we do business in the country. And we're encouraged by the fact that there have been changes. And in our instance, where we work with Transnet, you know, we are seeing positive developments.
And I guess marking, you know, the kind of stride you're making, Themba, when it comes to mitigating against risk and doing, you know, business in South Africa as a leaner, meaner operating machine, is the fact that you've seen cost savings of 1 billion rand, and that versus a target that was set of 800 million rand. So how much of a handle do you have on that cost line where your operating expenses have risen to 29.4 billion?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's an element, obviously, which is inflation-related, mm-hmm. whether it's cost inflation or whether it's what we term geological inflation, which is as a consequence of the fact that our pits are getting deeper, longer haulage distances. But again, you know, what we communicated today was that cumulatively we would like to achieve 2.6 billion in savings by 2022. So the target last year, we achieved more. This year, it's more around 700 million rand. And again, we're quite confident that through the work that we're doing around buying better, spending better, getting more utilization and improving efficiencies, yeah, we can achieve that.
Well, so confident, in fact, Themba, that you've paid 9.7 billion rand out to shareholders this time round, returning all of your annual headline earnings to them, despite the drop in profit that's come through. Is it not too premature? I mean, what's the rationale, you know, going beyond what is, you know, your dividend policy, which is anything between 50 and 75% of headline earnings?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the earnings for the second half, it's very much in line with the dividend policy of 75%. Remember, you know, in the first half, there was a top up in the first half. That's why then the figure, you know, finally arrives at 100% of payout. What we are saying, though, is that, you know, going forward, you know, shareholders should be expecting us to be within that 50 to 75% range. Clearly, that's a policy that has come about to give more certainty, you know, to our shareholders. You know, when we think about capital allocation, clearly we have to consider, you know, volatility in the market. We have to consider investment back into the business. And we also have to consider our commitments to our shareholders, you know, to deliver these sustained returns through the cycle.
Well, certainty in uncertain times is what any investor is after, Themba. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Themba Mkhwanazi is CEO of Kumba Iron Ore.